Late last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with the National Center for Health Statistics released a provisional report on the number of suicides in the U.S. in 2022. Sadly, the overall number, over 49,000, was up about 3% from the previous year. The report's authors say suicide has gone up pretty much every year since 2000. This latest number is the highest that's ever been recorded in the U.S. On the other hand, there was a decline in suicide rates for younger people. Our next guest joins us for a look at efforts her organization is a part of aimed at suicide prevention here in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're willing to share your story, have you or a family member or loved one sought help for risks of suicide? How do you talk about this topic with people in your life? Have you found a resource that's been helpful? If you work on the mental health care side of things, do you think there's enough of you out there to deal with people's needs in Wisconsin? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. And before we get started, a reminder that if you or someone you know may be considering suicide, you can contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You dial 988, again 988, or you can use the crisis text line by texting HOME to 741-741. Erica Steib is the State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin. She's also a coordinator for PRISM. That's a mental wellness and peer support line for LGBTQ plus youth in Wisconsin. Erica, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Before we start digging into what we heard from the CDC, can you tell us a little bit about Mental Health America of Wisconsin and the work you do there?
Absolutely. So Mental Health America of Wisconsin is an affiliate of the statewide organization Mental Health America. We are engaged in a wide range of work around mental health. We're based in Milwaukee, but our work is really statewide. And so I work as the Suicide Prevention Program Manager, and we are the designated state lead on advancing Wisconsin's state suicide prevention plan. So we put out updated data around suicide every 5 years, and we also put out recommendations for prevention. And then we are engaged in a variety of coalition building efforts around the state with people who work in behavioral health, healthcare, public education, research, a variety of settings. We work with a lot of different stakeholders to advance those prevention strategies to, you know, reduce the impact of suicide in our state. And so we do that. It's a public health approach through that work. And my organization, MHA, also provides direct support services as well.
Now, when we see numbers like we saw from the CDC, and obviously the numbers not going the right way, going up from year to year, obviously each of those numbers represents a particular person, a particular story. But mm-hmm. do you see overall social causes, social determinants, people call it in the public health world, that might increase our overall risk as a nation?
Yeah. So the public health approach to suicide means we need to address all the factors on every level of society, on the community level, interpersonal, organizational, policy level. We need to address all these factors to create a world that is more livable for people. And so I think when we look at especially 2022, we need to look at it in the context of the moment that we're living in. Right. So obviously, you know, the COVID pandemic has changed, but people are still dealing with the consequences of loss of loved ones, maybe physical impairments as a result of the pandemic. People are dealing with the loss of maybe jobs or businesses. And we're also living in this time of higher economic stress. So nowadays, average American households spend $11,000 to maintain the same standard of living that they had in January 2021. So we need to keep all of these things in context when we look at like the deaths by suicide in 2022. All of these things, any working person knows that the stress that you go through to put food on the table, to pay your rent, to get healthcare, all of that impacts your mental health as well. And so, we need to remember the moment that we're living in. And when it comes to addressing suicide, we have to remember that this is an outcome and this is a social issue. And mental health definitely plays a role in that. but we need to look at, you know, the way that we address it and get beyond conceptualizing suicide prevention as just preventing individual deaths. And we need to start thinking about creating stronger communities and creating policies and conditions where people can actually thrive.
Now, there was one brighter spot in the data. Suicide rates for people in younger age groups dropped, what looks like pretty significantly to me. And I see that at Mental Health America of Wisconsin, you've been working with schools to reach out to those younger demographics. Can you talk about what kind of things you've done and what you've seen maybe working to help move the needle there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there definitely is an increased attention on youth and building skills for resiliency and coping earlier on in life. So that's happening on a national scale as well as here in Wisconsin. So we at MHA, one of the ways that we try to promote youth mental health in schools is through funding schools to implement what are called peer-to-peer programs in schools. So examples of these, just to name a few, are like Hope Squad, Sources of Strength, NAMI, Raise Your Voice. There are others too. Those are just some common ones. But what these programs do is they engage both students and you know, adults working in the school on training so that they can build skills to recognize the signs of distress in other people, skills around like how to have hard conversations with others about thoughts of suicide or just big feelings in general. These programs also engage students in really taking up leadership in changing the culture around mental health in schools. And so it's a really great way to build youth as leaders in creating better environments in their own schools and having the support of adults too. So MHA, provides mini grants to schools to implement these programs and to support the ongoing implementation. And we also have done, we've done work like with students directly who do those programs to give them more training, give them more spaces to like learn from others who are mental health advocates too.
We're talking to Erica Steib, State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin, looking at recent CDC data about suicide rates in the U.S. in 2022, as well as opportunities for support and efforts at prevention here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with questions for our guest. Have you worked with or as part of a peer-led support group at any age? Have you led one of those support groups? Do you have thoughts on what we can do to talk in a better way about suicide and issues related to mental health? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about suicide prevention here in Wisconsin with Erica Steib, State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions for our guest. If you're willing to share a story, if you or a loved one have sought help, some kind of support, mental health care, peer support, tell us about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Erica, when I talk to people who work in the mental health field, it seems like I hear more and more about peer support groups for a variety of mental health issues. You mentioned that as part of the school program. Are there things for grownups as well in the state that you're working on when it comes to bringing people together to talk about these issues?
Definitely, yeah. A couple things. So my organization, MHA, we offer alternatives to suicide support groups. So alternatives to suicide support groups are a space for people to talk about thoughts, feelings, attempts of suicide that they've gone through themselves. But what's really beautiful about these groups is that anyone who joins one will see that like many other topics besides suicide are covered in those groups. So we really encourage people to come whether they're in an active crisis or not. Like, it's certainly not just for people to only talk about their feelings of suicide, because the reality is suicide is something, it's indicative of underlying factors. So these are spaces where people aren't forced to only talk about like their plans or their thoughts or their feelings, but like really the why behind their thinking about wanting to die. So our support groups happen online. We have two every month, the second and fourth Thursday, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And there's also a couple in-person groups that our partners run in Menominee, Wisconsin, and there are groups getting started in Madison, Wisconsin. And we hope to train more facilitators to have more in other areas too. But our online groups are open to anyone. And then the other resource I wanted to uplift is actually called the Uplift Wisconsin Warm Line. And that is also offered by my organization. It can be reached by 534-202-5438. This is a peer support warm line where folks can call in anytime they need an ear, anytime they need someone to talk to about something that's difficult, anytime that they're feeling like isolated, alienated, lonely. This is a space where topics of suicide are welcome. But again, people talk about all different kinds of things on this line, and you don't have to be in a crisis to utilize it and to get support. So I would encourage anyone to take advantage of these resources because, you know, it's important that people have a space to go to talk with others who are on their same level, who have also lived through suicide, have also lived through substance use, trauma, you know, whatever, and can talk about it openly. And that's a little bit different and provides a little bit more freedom than you can sometimes find in a therapeutic setting.
And Erica, I think historically there's been a sense that we shouldn't talk about suicide and suicidal thoughts, one, because of stigma, and two, I think for the fear that, hey, if we raise these issues, it's gonna advance the idea in someone's mind. Can you talk about the value of talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's an old myth that like talking about suicide, you know, makes someone think about it. That's not true. If anything, being able to talk about suicide and doing it openly and without fear of negative consequences, that's what creates safety for people. It's less safe to ignore the topic. And it is proven time and time again that being open, naming that feeling, naming that urge to want to die, and really being able to explore why, and also explore like what wellness really means to you, that's what creates space for people to move through those feelings, to process those feelings. And so, yeah, if anyone's ever concerned about someone else, you know, don't be afraid to say the word suicide. Don't be afraid to ask someone, are you thinking of dying? Are you thinking of suicide? And you can create a safe space for someone if you can allow them, the space to talk openly. And to be a trusted ear for them.
Erica, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing your work with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Erica Steib, State Suicide Prevention Program Manager for Mental Health America of Wisconsin. We talked to her about the CDC's latest report on suicide trends in the U.S. in 2022 and opportunities to participate in support groups, including alternatives to suicide. And again, if you or someone you know may be considering suicide, you can contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988 or the Crisis Text Line by texting HOME to 741741.